League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moritz, and I'm on the grids here at XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, app affiliates, and everybody else in between. We've got a monster program today. A little bit of something for everybody. We're absolutely stacked as far as the guests are concerned. Cousin Sal's going to step up and in and kick it with us. We've got Steve Merrill. We've got Dave Sharapan. We've got Mick Ossie. And we've got Carmine Bianco as well. Full House Friday, baby. It's a Full House Friday. We're talking college football. We're talking NFL football. We're talking NBA basketball, college basketball, NHL hockey, MLS playoffs, PGA golf, UFC, and everything else in between. Let's do this thing. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, what's happening, Moretti? I was looking at the accounts, and I'm like, oh, geez, they're a little bit thin, even though things are, like, well, not bad. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I just bet on this, click, 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 click. I wanted to get a lot of it done before the show, but I know when we get started, you know, the clicking and the keyboard volume will be amplified.
I have not placed a single wager yet.
Wow.
For this evening. It's the calm before the storm. So you know what? Now we actually know how many futures I have, Cam.
Yes.
So what, like yesterday you guessed it. You said I had 43. Like how many picks? So I haven't put in a single play yet tonight. What's my portfolio at right now?
So did 43 include your bets from last night? Or
that was including last night. Then it ended up being more than 43, but you called it. I swear to God, it was 43 when you said 43.
I know, I should have played the lotto, but I just had maybe I'll go do
probably
that
ended up being like 52 or something like that. But what do you think it's at now? It's 27.
I was going to say, actually, 20. I was close. I was going to say 24. 24 was my number. Wow.
So,
okay.
So at least now I know when we look and we have all these plays, it'll be like, yeah, but 27 of them are futures. It's pretty crazy. I have 27 futures. And I got to tell you, they're not for $25 each. if you asked me to name the 27 bets right now, I couldn't. I'd be like, no. I don't know. Like, I don't even know how it's 27, to be honest. It's like, I don't know. I have the Bills. I have the Titans to win a division. I got the Packers to win a division. I've got about 5 to 7 college football futures. So I don't know. I'm just sort of, Cam, my whole deal with this future stuff, it's actually pretty fun. I'm going to surprise myself at Christmas time, Cam. I don't know. What's in the box? What's in the box? And I'm going to be like, oh, my God. I actually put $5,000 in futures. And be like, oh, my God.
You know what I do, Marenzi?
It's going to be like unwrapping presents, Cam. I'm going to be like, yes, that one, that hit. Yes, 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 yes.
Know what I do?
I'm going to be like Daniel Bryan. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No, I do crazy stuff. When I come into money, I usually, you know, I put it in the bank, but sometimes I take chunks out.
Like you said, you go to the grocery store and buy food. Yes. You stock the fridge, like before Cam.
You're damn right.
Vegas,
like if I want.
Cam,
if I want butterfly shreds, yes. Like if I want good cuts, yes. If I want a, you know, a nice, beautiful roast, yes. I do all that stuff. But also, Marenzi, it was funny. I was going through my cupboards the other day, and I found an old condom box, and I opened it up, and there was $190 in it. I was like, okay, there's a few Durex there. I'm not using it, whatever, you know. I got a
$190 and a box of condoms. Can you top that? Can you top that?
I'm like, I hit it. I forgot.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Moritz, kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart. We got a full house here on Football Friday, though we're getting to a lot more than just football on the program. We've got NBA basketball, college basketball, MLS playoffs kick off tomorrow. Carmine Bianco will join us. Cousin Sal's Dallas Cowboys take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk, will bat leadoff on the program because we've got a bunch of college football on top here tonight, Cam. So we've got CFL football on the board this evening, but we're going to start off with some college football this evening. Got a couple of big games. I tell you what, if there's one team that's really flown under the radar this year the most, and I'm going to start for all you jackals and let's just call it jackasses. Cincinnati. All right. So if Houston beats Cincinnati in their conference championship game next week, let's put the Houston Cougars in the playoffs. Why not? That'd be fair. You know the Houston Cougars are 9-1, everybody.
Yep.
They're 9-1. Dana Holgorsen has quietly put this thing together. And the Houston Cougars, man, these guys really could finish. They really could set this up to play Cincinnati, and these guys could be an 11-1 football team going into their conference championship game. So I'm just stating, like, it's all perception and reality. People can pretend, Cincinnati, this and all that. It's like, yeah, good for
Cincinnati
you.
Cincinnati might
Houston
not even get
right there.
There
with them, but nobody's even talking about Houston. And Houston's Cincinnati, right there.
Cincinnati's got to deal with SMU, man. And that's not going to be an easy game either. Like, these guys got work to do. Like, they're going to just walk in there and get things done? I'm with you. I think these guys got a lot of work. And there's not necessarily, like, every game.
I actually think they do.
Tighter and tighter. They're getting tighter and tighter every week, though. They're not covering numbers. They haven't looked very good. I'm just saying, they're just not playing top-notch football. You could really tell they're nervous heading into this thing. We'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend.
Houston Cougars 9-1, 4-0 on their home field.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ferguson's done a great job this year. Memphis looking for bowl eligibility come into this football game with a 5-5 record tonight. Except they do have Rice on deck, I believe. So Memphis do have a bowl. They've got a bowl bid in their back pocket, but they'd like nothing better to beat the Cougs tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. A lot of decisions to make here this evening. College football, NFL football, massive weekend of college football. I'm not one of these, let's expand the playoffs and big, and have this big thing. No, you want playoffs? Watch Ohio State and Michigan State tomorrow morning. That's a playoff game, jackasses. You know, if you're a diehard fan and you just don't want to show up and for the Final Four, then this is a playoff game. Simple as that. It's a playoff game. Just as Arkansas and Alabama, playoff game. These are playoff games. That's a beautiful thing about college football. And that's why, as I stated earlier in the week to Cam, and I said it on the show, everybody, think about NCAA, college, and you know, college football teams, university sports. They are greedier than a crack dealer. Like, a crack dealer has more ethics than they do. Like, pimps treat hookers better than they treat the players. Literally. Literally. Like, at least pimps, like, gave the hooker a little money. Like, yeah, NC's like, no, pimps. No, you
some,
do it for free,
pimps.
Baby.
There's some bad pimps out there. They're very bad for you.
Yeah, the NCAA. So, like, they are, like, the greediest people on the face of the planet next to the Olympic Committee and every politician.
Actually, yes.
Yeah. They don't expand the playoffs because they know we don't need to. This regular season is the playoff. Even greedy people are leaving money on the table because they know for the betterment of the game and then the regular season, No, we leave it as it is. Anyways, I say that humans all suck and we should just go back to the BCS. Steve Merrill agrees. Steve Merrill, what's up, Merrill? BCS. BCS.
All seriousness, you finally gave me an answer. I've been asking this question for years. What is the downside to having an 8 or 16 team playoff? And I think you maybe just figured it out, all seriousness, that it does make the regular season games more meaningful. That's the only takeaway I can gather. I don't see how else using the other bowl games to have one extra game, you know, round of 8 doesn't work. But I think you're onto something. It does make these games more meaningful. I do agree with that.
You can't argue that. That, you know what I mean? No, like, this is a playoff game, Cam.
Like, you can come in there. There's no way you can look at any other way. No, they are.
I mean, in the Michigan State, Ohio State, you got 4-7.
Ohio State loses.
There's your playoff game, guys. You want it? There it is. Right?
Yeah.
And honestly,
no, I get it.
Basketball is different, right? Basketball, oh, the one shining moment. And, oh, Florida Gulf Coast hits a 3 at the buzzer and all that. Cinderella doesn't exist in football. It doesn't happen.
Very,
you know what I mean? Like that, the Cinderella is like the better team wins, the bigger guys win, the more skilled team wins. Like, you know, and everyone's like, oh God, that was a big mistake putting this team in this bowl game, right? You see it all the time, but let's let it play out. So let's get into tonight. I got to tell you, Louisiana Tech, Cam, best damn 3-7 team in the country, Cam.
Where's Drew Martin?
Where's Drew Martin? Tulane's the best 1-4 team. Best 1-5 team. Best 1-6. He's like, all right, guys, just let it go. Let it go. He's like,
sorry, Drew. Okay, we're done with Tulane. No, they're
he's
not
on a roll.
last week, Saban dropped it. I swear to God, Saban dropped it when they were playing New Mexico State. He said, I don't know how that team's 1-9. That's what he said. Like, it's that line. It's the old... Well, I've been watching their film. Like, Nick Saban, they beat him 59-3. Like, it was Alabama and New Mexico State last week. Saban before the game. They're one of the top 25 passing teams in the country. They are. They're ranked 23 because they're losing 55-0 every week. So they're throwing the ball. Exactly. Right? So he's like, they're one of the top 25 passing attacks in the country. They've got a great quarterback. And he goes, quite frankly, I don't know how they're 1-9. It's like, okay, coach. Like, that was the Lou Holtz. Like, Lou Holtz used to get ripped for Notre Dame's schedule. I got it. I got to see shucks. I tell you, that's that Navy team. I don't know how they're 2-6. That's a darn good football team. It's like, okay, coach. You know what I mean? They all big it up and big it up. But Louisiana Tech tonight against Southern Miss. Maybe they should hire Brett Favre to be the coach of Southern Miss because he couldn't do a worse job. He already fleeced the state of Mississippi for $1 million in a welfare scam. So why not fleece him for some more money and coach this train wreck? Steve, Louisiana Tech, I think they roll them tonight.
Yeah, I like Louisiana Tech here. My power ratings agree that they're better than 3-7. Make it 20.5. So I think laying the 15.5 makes sense here. And Southern Miss cannot throw the ball, guys. They average 1.5 yards per pass, less than the opponents
that
played.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying 1.5 yards per play.
They should be minus 37.5, Steve. What's going on here?
No, they average 5.7 against teams that allow 7.3. So that's 1.6 below average. So the thing is, they can't score. They can't throw the ball. That's not what you want from a big dog trying to get a backdoor cover. And speaking of Drew Martin, Joe Ranieri said this today on a show earlier, that apparently Florida International might be dropping their program. They're apparently strapped for cash, and they might be using some Southern Miss football equipment. Dead serious. We said that on Wager Talk today, and that apparently came from Drew Martin. I can't confirm it, but they actually had the same color uniforms, and Florida International 1-9 on the season, just like Southern Miss. So there's some bad teams out there.
The odds boost, we've got an odds boost that we'll get to in a second here because they're involved in the late games. But yeah, listen, normally Skip Holtz isn't known for laying points, and you look and you say, you ask yourself, do you want to lay more than 2 touchdowns? With a 3-7 football team. But if you look at Louisiana Tech, they're better than a 3-7 team, and all kidding aside, they are. And their offense is putting points up on the board. I think the over is in play here tonight as well. The total's way too light in this game. You get these teams, Cam, that have had frustrating years. They like taking frustrations out late. If they can run the score up and things start to go well for them. And honestly, kids, they care, but also they just want to have fun and go out there and put stats up and stuff. And you look at this, you look at the Bulldog offense, they lost 52-38 to UAB. They hung 38 points on the board. Last week, they beat Charlotte 42-32. See, they haven't quit on the season. I think they roll them tonight, Cam. I'm laying the points.
Yeah, very similar. Like last night we were talking, it's like it's Louisville or nothing in that game. You saw it. They absolutely beat down Duke to the point. The game goes 20 points over the number. That's the thing. A lot of these teams in college football, it's different. These guys are kids, and when they tap out, they tap out. Like it's just like, you know what I mean? It's hard.
That's
to
why
get
I like UCLA tomorrow. I think USC have tapped. We'll get to that. Yeah, I think USC have tapped.
Yeah, USC has been very bad the last few weeks as well. No, I got no problem with Louisiana Tech. That's a solid program. Usually gets a bowl game. Hey, it's a down year, but Southern Miss is a train wreck, an absolute train wreck. So I agree with you. Very surprised at the total, to be honest with you. What do you think Louisiana's what do you think Tech's going to get tonight themselves?
31?
40?
Yeah, 41.
Why not play the team total over 33? Because the problem is Southern Miss averages 14 points a game. They average 13 on the road. That is why the total's low. They both give up over 30.
Good call.
I think Louisiana Tech or Louisiana Tech team total over 33 both make sense.
Well, you know how we do it, Steve. We'll do both. Well, why not do both?
There's numbers for a reason. Both. Play everything. That's the thing. Get us a better game. We've talked about this. Play everything.
No.
Volume.
Come on, Steve. You and me, Cam, and Steve went to a buffet. Steve went to the salad bar. Me and Cam went to the carving station right away.
Yeah, there's rule number one at the buffet. You leave the breads and salads there, I'll meet you, Marazzi, at the carving station.
I've always said that. Don't fall for the free bread at a buffet or the free refills.
That's why you think Olive Garden's giving you sticks and salad unlimited. It's a trick. It's just you got to say.
The first thing we teach them at Lucky Steve's is you fill up those water glasses quickly and you give them free bread so they don't eat the pecan gum too much.
Water, bread, and salads? Excellent take back.
Water, bread, and salad. That's the
good margins, right, Cam? Good margins.
Masters.
Yeah, Will Zalatoris, Masters dinner. That's right. You forgot the celery sticks. That was the best. An air.
Oxygen. So your oxygen bar. So your Arizona Wildcats are in play tonight, Cam. God bless them. What a Friday night Warriors.
This is hard for me.
They've been hanging around this team and competing. Like they don't get blown out. Say what you will about this team. We talk about
they just 1-9.
It's the best damn 1-9 team.
Look at the cover, Steve. Look at the
best damn 1-9 team we talked about the last 30 seconds.
They cover against USC. They went outright against Cal. They've been money. Like we took them on the money. Remember Gabe getting 10.5? They actually got their first win.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the thing, though. It's like two of my children fighting each other. As you know, Marenzi, my dad's father, Washington Husky. I got a cousin, Washington State, in Pullman. A lot of family there. Tough call.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Gabe Morenzi. We're kicking it with a Raging Reddit, Cam Stewart, WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com. Steve Merrill joining us. Cousin Sal will step up and in. Sal's a big Cowboy fan. Big game against the Chiefs. We'll get into the NFL. A lot of football talk here tonight. So Southern Miss, Louisiana Tech, 15.5, 48.5. I'm going with the favorite and the over. Louisiana Tech minus the points and the over 48.5. Arizona. Similar, same number, Cam, 15.5 against Wazoo. And like you said, you're a Washington State Cougar fan, yet you've got a soft spot in your heart and in your wallet for Arizona. It's true. It's true, Merrill. Like, Cam's diehard Arizona. Like, we give a top 5 best bets of the week at the end of the show, of like for the weekend. Arizona's always on it for Cam, and he's been winning with it. And this goes back to, you remember, Merrill, last year, it was the funniest thing ever, actually, in hindsight. The Arizona-Arizona State game.
Oh,
me and Cam are like, listen, man, Yeah, they're bad, but this is a rivalry game. I'm getting 18 points. I'm taking Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So we took Arizona plus 18 or 14,
I remember that score.
18, whatever. 70
to.
Oh, God. Like, right away, it's like 21-0. And we're like, oh, bro, we're getting 28.5 here, 24.5. I jumped in the first time. I'm like, all right, I'll take the 24.5 here. It's too much. Overreaction. Next thing you know, it's 40-0.
Yeah,
Cam, for whatever reason, would not let go. Right? It was like 50-0.
Hey, they're not going to lose by 50
plus 35
points.
And a half, plus 39.5. Plus 40.
Press it. Press
and then finally,
it.
He's like, plus 49.5. He's up to thousands of dollars now, Steve, right? Plus 49.5. He's getting mad. Like, we're breaking down 77-0.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was the one time my relationship with Arizona was over, but they came back to me, and, you know, we did
a
lot.
You're a loyal guy. You're a loyal guy.
I am loyal. I am very – too loyal. Too loyal.
But Arizona – I saw it once, and I've done dumb things before, but I saw it once. It was the Louisville Cardinal, Michigan Wolverine, CBB, national championship game, college basketball game, championship game.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that was the one where Spike Albrecht, like, scored, like, 18 points in a row. I was like, oh, my God, Michigan are actually going to win? Like, Michigan were blowing them out in the first half. And I was at the – I was watching the game at the Green Valley Ranch in Vegas, and there was this dude there next to us, and he was alone. And he had money on the over, all right? And so did I. So we're sort of cheering together, like, come on, man. The game starts slowing down, and he did it. Man, 128's too low, man. It's too low. He goes up to the window, and this guy was betting big, guys. He pulls out, like, a dime, bing, $1,000. Next TV timeout, like, they were doing, like, in-game bets at the commercials only, you know what I mean? Next, he went up. He must have went up six times, guys, at the commercial break. Like, I didn't even know the guy, and I was pleading with the guy, Cam. I said, buddy, I don't know you, bro. But
I said, you got to stop.
I said, I lost too. I said, it's not going over, buddy. I said, figure it out. Like, I was getting mad. Yeah. Like, I was pleading. I said, then I got mad. You want to throw your money away? Throw your money away. You know what I mean? Realize, what do I care what this stranger does with his money? But we've all been there. We've all seen it before. So what are you doing? Because look, Arizona, guys, in the last month, they lost to the Washington Huskies 21-16. They lost to the USC Trojans 41-34. They beat Cal 10-3.
All covers.
Dude, how about this one? Utah Utes, bro, 38-29. People think the Utes are great. They just hung around with the Utes. They scored 28
You're
points
right.
on them.
I can't quit you, points. Arizona, you friendly wildcat. Yeah,
but we've Washington been good the State last are pretty good. While. That DeLora, what's his name? DeLora, the quarterback's pretty good.
DeLora,
what's your take, Merrill, on this game?
Well, I mean, first of all, Washington State, of course, had their coach fired about a month ago, and then Washington just last week. I thought of you, Gabe, when they finally released the guy for hitting him with
Jimmy Lake. Well, you can't be using kids like that, Steve.
You can't be hitting people in the face mask with a piece of paper nowadays. That's just not acceptable.
No, but it was a reason to fire him, though, because he sucked. That just caught up for what it is.
I think it's time for him to go anyway. That program's got to be better.
But speaking of Washington State, they did not roll over. They covered, six straight until last week. Arizona, by the way, 0-4 on the road. 3-1
Craig
against Pudd, the spread. Well, they're making
Rolovich
Cam money.
Gone and they didn't roll over.
They didn't roll over from the Rolovich. And by the way, that's a catching a falling knife was Arizona State last year. That's a textbook example of not trying to catch that falling knife when the team's losing by 30, by 40. And also, you're not dollar cost averaging by buying the lower total. It's like buying a stock that's down 80%. It goes down another 10%. You're still 50% lower. So that's what catching the falling knife is such a terrible strategy in any realm, and that's a textbook example that you're talking about, Gabe. Don't chase losses with more losses, right? But Arizona, my power ratings make it 13. The line's 15. They have been covering on the road this year. Their offense has also gotten a lot better, as you said, 29 and 34 in two of those last three games. That's what you're looking for a double-digit dog.
Plummer's good.
I'm going Arizona.
He ran in a touchdown last week. Me too. I'm with the Wildcats. Come on, Wazoo.
And the over.
Just win the game.
And the over.
Don't cover. Yeah,
Wazoo wins
have
the game, gets bowl eligibility, but Arizona cover.
I like that.
Why won't they cover? I'm not going to trust Wazoo to win by 16.
It's a lot.
Come on. They're both actually 6-4 ATS. Arizona's 1-9, but 6-4 ATS.
Correct.
But the difference is Arizona ATS is covered in their last four straight. Like, they were brutal earlier on the season.
Yeah,
they just got better and better. Like, they've been hot. So both teams actually.
It's also the only time, guys, in the past 2 months that Washington State is favored. They've only been favored once by 1.5 points over Stanford in the last seven games, and now they're laying 15. So, yeah, there's definitely some cases you can make for Arizona.
I'm taking the Arizona Wildcats. Give me a Wildcat there.
Cover. Just cover. Cover, Wildcats.
Oh, against the Cougars.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's true. My goodness.
What's
a Wildcats versus?
What's a Wildcat versus a Cougar in a fight? I gotta hate.
What is a Wildcat anyway?
So I think more just like a lynx, a mountain lion, where a Cougar's more
Cougar's
a thicker cat,
bigger but slower.
A Cougar's
right?
A bigger cat than a Wildcat. Wildcat's mean though. Cougar's so a little
Cougar,
bit bigger.
Cougar wins the fight to the death, single, but the Wildcat covers.
Cougar beats Wildcat, but Wildcat gives Cougar all it can handle. All it can handle.
Well, it leads us into it's interesting. Tigers spread versus Cougars.
Yeah, a lot of tigers and
Cougars. Yeah,
what the hell is going on here? It's a jungle.
The only politically correct nicknames left, guys. Cat nicknames. Yeah, cats, that's all you can do now.
I guess.
Don't worry. PETA will complain soon enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I hate to admit it, me and Cam agree with the fine people at PETA. The Arm Barn. It's got a good ring to it, Steve, instead of the bullpen. The Arm Barn.
No, don't get me started on that. We're not doing the Arm Barn, Mike. I didn't even know what you were talking about. I thought you said the Yarn Barn. I thought you took up crocheting.
The lumber yard.
No, we like Arm Barn. Arm Barn is cool.
Who's warming up in the Arm Barn?
Warming up in the Arm Barn.
I love bullpen. I hate bullfighting. By the way, for the record, I do hate bullfighting. I think it's awful, but I love the term bullpen.
Okay, fair enough.
That's fair statement. Okay, let's get to the CFB Super Boost tonight. It's a Super Boost. Air Force and Houston to both win. Was plus 140, now plus 180. The FanDuel odds Super Boost. Air Force and Houston both to win. So they're giving you a little bit of a bump here on the parlay from plus 140 to plus 180. I'm not so sure Air Force wins though. So let's start off with Memphis Houston here, Steve. Memphis Houston, what's your take on this football game? We brought it up earlier, man. Houston Cougars are quietly 9-1 on the season, and they've been covering numbers along the way as well, Steve. And they're lining up to play Cincinnati in the conference championship game.
Yeah, my power range favorite Houston by 8. The current line is 9, so it's a little inflated, but obviously for a straight-up win situation, they should get there. But Memphis is a dangerous 5-5 dog. I mean, this is a team that puts up 32 points a game, 6.5 yards per play. So, you know, I don't like that bet because I do think one of these two dogs can win. Quickly in that Air Force game, my power range make Nevada a 5-point favorite, so that line is way off. However, it's a good matchup for Air Force. It's a short turnaround, just 6 days to prepare. And Nevada has a bad run defense. So I actually like Air Force to win that game, even though there's no value from a point spread perspective.
Yeah, that game, you know what? Nevada coming off the heartbreaking loss last week. They've had a couple of tough losses in the last couple of weeks, right? So to Fresno, and then last week, Cam, 23-21. Really crazy football game, though, man. It came down to the wire, San Diego State and Nevada. There's two ways of looking at it. I also thought that, Steve. Nevada, Cam, they haven't seen Air Force in like 3-4 years, bro. They haven't played. Since, like, it's one of these weird deals. They haven't played since, like, 2018 or something. So, number one, the kids on Nevada are not used to this ground attack. Like, it's not like, oh, we see it every year. No, you got a bunch of kids that haven't seen this every year. Air Force have been money. I get it. But then another part of me, Stephen, Cam, and I'll throw it to you, Cam. The other part of me says, man, you got Carson Strong at home. These Nevada kids are pretty resilient. And conversely, Air Force can run the ball, but what if Nevada start throwing the ball on them and Air Force fall behind, Cam? I don't. It's a tough game.
It's an excellent point, Morency. That's the way to look at it. This might be an in-game live play because you said it. If Air Force has the lead, that's advantage them. They could do all the things they want to do, but if Nevada gets up, what's Air Force going to do? Tick, 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 burn clock because they're not.
They can't throw the ball.
That's the whole issue.
Air Force can't throw the ball. Like if Nevada come out hot and Carson Strong hooks up with his wide receivers early. Nevada is going to have Air Force, you know, in a corner here. Air Force run the ball 89% of the time.
Yeah, Nevada, Air Force averages 10 yards per pass attempt, but they're just 4 for 10, 46% completions on the season, 97 yards.
What? 4 for 10 on the season?
Yeah, per game. Yet they average 10 yards per pass attempt, which means basically when they throw it, it's like 30-yard completion because no one's expecting
it. So they throw
it.
Yeah, one pass a game.
Sleeping. Yeah, because they throw 40 times in a row. And then it's like,
one, when they
want it,
they can't do it. Yeah, and
how
by
many
the way,
passes
guys,
have they thrown all year? Come on.
They average 10 per game.
They average 10 per game. Yeah. Their average completion rate, Cam, is 4 completions per game. 4 for 10 is the average.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So bad.
They average 97 yards on those 4 completions per game. Is that crazy? 25
yards. Got a couple of bombs. And not even bombs, like 30 yarders, like you said. More Romero.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as me and Cam are without a doubt the fittest sports gambling talk show host in America, by far. That's a challenge put out there for anybody. In fact, me and Cam didn't want to brag or anything, but we ran the New York City Marathon last week. You know, I didn't want to say. I had a busy appearance, busy weekend last week. Cousin Sal saw me on Saturday Night Live. I portrayed Joe Rogan. It was a busy weekend last weekend. Yeah, that was me. Turned out it was me. I'm also dating Kim as well. Cousin Sal steps up. What's up, Sal?
Are you dating Kim Jong-un or Kim Kardashian?
Kim Jong-un. Yes. Excellent.
Great Dave to can't see even you, Sal. Spell that.
Kim Jong-un. Is it politically incorrect to say that Kim Jong-un's sister's kind of hot? No, she's all right.
You say whatever you like.
I don't say well in North Korea.
Can we really not say that anymore? My God.
No, I know. Well, I don't want to get shot by him somehow. You talk about my sister. Well,
that Chinese tennis player's gone missing. Like, we got problems here. Like, what's going on? There's a lot of weird stuff going on, Marenzi. I'd be very careful.
Yeah, that's a mess. And we're boycotting the Olympics. Like, did Biden say he would boycott? But that doesn't really matter, right? That's just a diplomatic thing. Our athletes will still show up, even if he says we're boycotting, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a pointless. Yeah, I like that. The diplomatic boycott. Yeah. Oh, boo hoo. Okay. So what? Right. Your wife's not going to the games? So what?
Who cares?
Anyways.
Yeah. We're on record saying we don't care. But everyone go about your business. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah, no one's going to. Dude, she could be gone. No one's stopping anything. No one's stopping anything. Right. You know what I mean? Too much money on the line. All right. There's money on the line tonight. You're joining us, Sal. Here, we're mid-college here. So we're laying the points with Louisiana Tech tonight. Laying the points with Tech.
Yeah.
We're going over the number. We're taking the points with the Arizona Wildcats. They've been covering, bro.
Oh, you
covering
are?
Machine.
Okay.
Taking the points with Arizona.
Because I take all these dumb money line parlays and I have Louisiana Tech and Washington State tied to 14 other teams that
you know, who else do you have in them?
Hey Sal, listen to this parlay. Listen to this parlay game for Sal.
Let me hear
Louisiana
it.
Tech -900, Washington State -800, Houston -375, and San Diego State -500, -112 on FanDuel, Sal. There's your damn parlay.
No. I don't think Houston's like big enough of a favorite for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think he's good point. Like you're like,
we need to double .375. It's got to be .750 before I look. You know, I'm the only idiot in the country who had Texas on a 18 money line parlay last week, cursing my head off when they lost in overtime to Kansas, something they hadn't done since 1901. They've been playing these games and they hadn't lost at home. It was disgraceful to me. I mean, can you? It was a walk on. freshman, first snap ever, the fullback in the front of the end zone with the quarterback rolling right. There's only like 1/16th of the end zone that he could throw to, and no one bothered to cover him. Disgusting. And then it just tumbled down the whole rest of the way.
Yeah, I don't want to pour salt in the wound, Sal, but I saw that, yeah, the Kansas Jayhawks, that was their first win. They lost 58 consecutive Big 12 road games.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Good job, Sarkisian. What's that, Merrill?
Yeah.
I liked them. I had a minus 31 for my clients. We went 3-1 on our other plays. I had a minus 31. So, Sal, I mean, I would have blessed that all day long on a money line parlay with anything you wanted to tie it up with. That was
insane.
Right.
How do you trust them going forward? They've lost five straight.
It doesn't make any sense. It's only adding like 4 cents to the parlay, but I like looking at it. I'm like, oh, that's a check off. Yeah, that's nice. I get a free one there. But,
I know.
Except it's not a free one. You have to sit through it. Yeah.
We can't play the tape. We can't play the tape, but last week, guys, so it was the week before, actually, that Texas mm-hmm. lost to Kansas. The defensive coach flipped out on the bus. Did you hear that tape, Sal? There's an audio.
No, did he really? We can't play it?
So it was after the game. Yeah, they lost. It's every second mm-hmm. word is like, you little mother this. And like, basically, a big dude, right? He's like one of the defensive coordinator guys. He came mm-hmm. on the bus after a loss 2 weeks ago. And I guess they were laughing. There were kids laughing and whatever. And he said, it was just like old man losing it type thing. Are you effing laughing? He goes, you guys think this is effing funny? He pulled the Bobby Knight. I'm sick and effing tired of coming in and losing to Purdue. You will not put me in this position. Right? Like, he started going, you bunch of little punks. He's like, this is my effing life. You think this is a joke? He goes, I can't sleep at night. We're giving up 50 points. He goes and he starts going, none of the coaches can sleep because of you little. And he starts going off and then he starts yelling, stop the bus. And then he starts threatening him, get off the bus. He goes, hey, one of you, get off the bus now. Right? Look, he went postal.
I like this guy.
And then they follow up by losing to Kansas the next week. That's what I'm saying, Ken. You can't yell at these kids. They don't care.
Not anymore.
They don't care. They're more worried about Kim's ass on Instagram. But anyways,
I wish you would have passed the hat to fill up my fund there of everything I lost on that dumb Texas team. Forget about the coaches. What about the gamblers losing sleep? I'm staring at the ceiling trying to figure out how I'm going to make all that Texas money back. And of course, what do I do? I do Tampa and some other nonsense. I need. By the way, I'm on Fox. I picked five losers in a row on Thursday night, the pregame show. Should I just quit? Should I just tell them I have the yips?
I have
the Simone Biles or whatever.
You're due.
I should just quit. I know. I feel like I'm due, but it just doesn't, seem to shape up for me.
I'm surprised you don't have the missing Chinese tennis player in a parlay. You'd be like, I got one leg left, guys, and she's missing.
It's so bad. It really is.
That was bad.
That's amazing. That was bad.
You approve, Cam?
Oh, damn right. That's strong.
Gabe, I got to ask you, though. How do we possibly play Texas plus 2.5 at West Virginia tomorrow? They've lost.
Well, I like West Virginia. I like West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
How do you not?
I was listening to you guys coming in, and I can't believe you don't like the extended playoffs. You spent 11 minutes talking about Louisiana Tech. More playoffs, 12 teams, means more games, more football.
That's all you guys love is
college football, right?
I totally agree.
I mean, who wouldn't? It would be great if Oklahoma State
Cincinnati,
or whatever, the first round. Come on.
I will admit, you can find tweets when they announced they went to 17 games, and Cam agreed. You did too, Cam.
Yeah.
We were like, this is the stupidest idea ever. What the hell? What are you doing? You don't need 17. And I'll admit I was wrong. I'm glad they did because the 11 weeks feel like it's been 2 weeks. I'm glad there's more football. You're right.
Right.
Make it a 24-game season.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
So what about – okay, let me just blast through this tonight here, guys, and we'll get to the bigger games. San Diego State, UNLV, quickly, Merrill, on this one. What's your take on this one tonight?
Well, UNLV is playing better. They were just god-awful when the season started, and then they have somewhat turned things around. So I'm staying off this one. They've scored 20 or more in three of their last four. My power ratings, though, make this game, I believe. I passed on it, but I think it was 13.5 San Diego State. So current line is about 11. So I guess it's a little low. I'd probably lean San Diego State.
You see that total? 40.5.
Yeah.
Low flow.
Yeah.
41 UNLV's, number, guys. Very key number.
UNLV is going to have a hard time moving the ball, Cam.
Yep. They will. Yes.
They're not like they're going to.
Yeah, it's a stay away for me. It's a stay away for me. I would take consider San Diego State, but minus 500 is too low. You're on to me, Gabe. You know, yeah. If that goes up to 750, I'll put on something.
Minus 800 or higher.
I like that sound. Sal says no. Nothing, nothing lower than 753. Yeah. He starts at 750 and up.
Texas was minus 31 in the money line. I was like, maybe.
What was the money line on Texas?
I didn't even look. I just checked, parlay.
Maybe like 80-1 at least, probably.
Yeah, I think you're right. Way worth it.
I'm gonna actually play the parlay. I'm gonna play San Diego because I think that it's kind of short here. Man, I wish it was a little lighter here, but. Houston Cougars, San Diego State, money line parlay, minus 189.
Mm. Not La Tech. La Tech instead of Houston.
I'm telling you, yeah, you put La Tech.
That's a good
Washington
point.
State
good call.
There, man, it's almost a big
137. I like it. I'm in. 137.
Four-legged parlay.
Behavior.
Come on.
I'm not putting Wazoo in.
Money line parlays.
Wazoo's still going to win, though. They need to win.
So now you gotta spread it out because the gambling gods are watching you, and there's no way they let you make money going into the weekend on a Friday night. You can't put four big money. Believe I've been around the block. I know how it is. You gotta sprinkle it. Yeah, if you want, well, one Friday, three Saturday, two Sunday. Wait till the Browns are playing a seventh string quarterback in the Lions, so that gets up to minus 2,000. Then throw it in there.
Yeah, three. I'm with you. I'm gonna keep it at three. I'm not gonna push temp fate of Lord Gambler here. Minus 135, right. You get Louisiana Tech, Houston Cougars, and the San Diego State Aztecs. So what about tomorrow's big games on Fox, actually? It's been a great run of Big Ten football this year, Sal. Okay, I've really been enjoying it. This game's massive. I hate Michigan State with a passion, but they're the most disrespected team in the country. They're ranked below Michigan. Michigan are 4.5-point underdogs against Ohio State. You know, Ohio State are like 19.5 for these guys. I like the dog here. I'm taking a 19.5 in this game. What do you like in that one?
Well, I'm going to be boring and take Ohio State here because I still feel they need, even though they're in the pockets of the committee, they still need to impress. And C.J. Stroud needs to impress to stay on top. You know, he's odds-on favorite right now. I guess it's just the quarterback on the best team wins the Heisman now, right? Like, we don't even look. Like, Kenneth Walker might not even make the podium, even though he's, like, probably the best player in the game.
It's up in the air, the Heisman, still. Yeah, Bryce Young is right there. 33 touchdowns, 3 picks only for Bryce Young, Alabama.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Walker, it really depends. If Ohio State gets out early, if they're up 13-0, not going to be handing off to Walker too much. And I anticipate that's what's going to happen tomorrow at the Horseshoe.
All right, Cowboys and Chiefs.
Minus 1,400.
Is that what it is?
That's an easy way to look at it. I don't know why.
Ohio State money.
Exactly. Put it in the 10 bagger. Yes.
What about your Dallas Cowboys against the Kansas City Chiefs? Oh, this is a big one. Fun football game here. What's your breakdown here, Sal?
You know, it's a bummer that Amari Cooper's out. We're just going to go through this all winter, right? There's going to be three to six players on each side with COVID because of the protocols and what's necessary here. But Michael Gallup steps right in here. I like that it's not a must-win for the Cowboys, right? You know, they could if they're going for the number one seed, obviously this is huge, but KC needs to keep winning. Dallas is better. They just are. And if you look at Andy Reid against number one offenses, 1-7, 2-6 against the spread. Yes, Dak is a number one offense. He leads. Dak 10-3, last 13 against the spread as an underdog. I don't think the Chiefs are all the way back. I mean, they had to have a bust-out game eventually. It came against the Raiders, but the best bet in this game is taking their team total, I think, under 30.5. What did they have, 3, 13, 20 in the last three before they played lights out in Vegas? I don't think they're all the way back. I think they're 21-24-point total for the Chiefs. I'd go under there for them.
Man, listen to the confidence of Cowboy fan Cam coming out here.
I like the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys.
Oh, Cam, you're on board.
It almost made the FanDuel 5. I had to put – I just didn't make the cut. Moretzi added a college game.
The FanDuel 5. I love it. Our top five nearly made the FanDuel 5. Steve, what do you think of the Chiefs and the Cowboys? And What about the total at 56 here? It's high, but, man, it's hard to bet the under, in my opinion.
You know, I agree. It'd be over a pass for me. And if you are worried a little bit about that Kansas City offense, maybe just look at the Dallas team total over that 27 or so.
Because League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Because I'm not sold on that Kansas City defense still. They had a nice showing last week against the Raiders, but they've had problems.
Sal, always a pleasure, my man.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, it's game time decisions, and we're stacked here. Steve Merrill's going to – we got a couple more minutes with Steve. Dave Sharapan steps up and in. Carmine Bianco. We'll get into the MLS playoffs, NHL hockey with Carmine. But, Merrill, before we get you out of here right now, some early NBA basketball this evening. Depleted roster of the Golden State Warriors. So we'll get people exactly the starting lineup. But before we get Merrill out of here, Warriors are minus two right now, total 201.5. The odds makers are adjusting, Steve, to the 62% unders in the NBA. And we got the Pacers and the Hornets. Pacers minus one on the road, total 216.5. What's your take on the early NBA game, Steve?
Well, yeah, that Golden State line, guys, would have been about 9.5, and now it's 2. So it's a huge adjustment. But as you know, if you just blindly played those line adjustments last year with the injured team, you probably hit about 70%. And Detroit's about as bad as they come in the NBA. And they have won 3 of their last 5, so they're playing tougher. My gut tells me Detroit can make a game of it, but it didn't work last year. And then if you look at the other game, by the way, the lower scoring, they switched the basketballs this year, don't forget, from Spalding to Wilson.
Oh, yes, we've debated it.
Yeah.
I think you guys have talked about that. For any viewers that didn't know that, there's guys like Paul George and others say they really don't like the feel of the ball, so we'll see if that changes. Charlotte, Indiana. Indiana off back-to-back losses. Charlotte's won 4 straight up and against the spread. It's never that easy in the NBA, but they definitely have the momentum as the home dog.
What about with LeBron coming back tonight? LeBron's back. I took the Lakers the other night plus the points against the Bucks and cashed the ticket, actually. And I think LeBron's that good and makes that much of a difference that he'll come back and they'll win. I'm taking the Lakers.
Yeah, I like the Celtics in this spot, but it is a little bit of an uncertainty with LeBron, what he plays. I'll bank that maybe he has a little bit of a rusty return, but like nothing surprises me with the all-time greats like him or Jordan. They always can overachieve when you're not expecting it.
I remember when Harden didn't play last year, Cam, for a while. Remember when he came back and D'Antonio said, yeah, he was really rusty for about 10 seconds.
Exactly.
Remember because he was out of shape and everything? It was like swish, swish, swish. Yeah, Steve, these guys can hit buckets in their sleep, bro. The greats, you know?
I might have a death wish. I'm going Celtics, Pacers, and Pistons.
Oh, the PP. Cam's on the power play. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Uh-oh.
The PP.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know, the importance.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.